Welcome back to another episode of Professionals Podcasting. In this episode, attorney Jeff Murphy discusses PIP coverage in Florida.
PIP coverage is also known as PIP, or personal injury protection coverage. And it is a coverage that is required by law whenever you own an automobile and you get automobile insurance. What PIP coverage does is it provides you with up to $10,000 in coverage to go towards medical bills and lost wages. So if you have medical bills of, say, $10,000, PIP coverage will pay 80% of those bills, or $8,000 of a $10,000 bill. It will also pay 60% of your lost wages. So if you lose out on $1,000 in wages because of an accident, they'll reimburse you $600. Once that $10,000 in coverage is gone, then it's exhausted and it's gone, and you have to look elsewhere to collect for medical bills and lost wages. I've heard a lot of people say that Florida is a no-fault state. People don't really know what that means. Essentially, what it means is that when you're in an accident, even if it's not your fault, let's assume somebody rear-ends you and you had no fault at all, you still are entitled to PIP coverage under your own auto policy for $10,000 in protection for medical bills and lost wages. So that's what it means when people say Florida is a no-fault state. It's very important to know when you go see a doctor after an accident, very important that you give them your claim number information with your auto company so they can bill your PIP insurance. As a matter of fact, medical providers in Florida are required to bill your PIP insurance, your auto insurance, before they look to health insurance or Medicare or whatever health coverage you might have. It's also important to know that there are time limits for qualifying for PIP coverage. So you have to see a doctor within 14 days of an accident, or you're not entitled to PIP. Let's say you get in an accident, you're hurting a little bit, but you think you're going to be okay. You keep putting it off. You don't go see a doctor. And then 3 weeks later, or 15 days later after the accident, you say, you know what, I want to go get checked out. You go to a doctor. If that's the first visit to a doctor, you're not going to get the $10,000 in benefits. So it's very important if you are injured that you seek treatment ASAP and definitely within 14 days. Now, PIP will cover you and also any of the people who live with you in your household who do not own their own car. So if your children, your husband, anybody who lives with you, when you disclose that they live with you, when you get your insurance policy and you disclose all the people who live with you, they'll be covered by your PIP. It will also cover people if you get in an accident with somebody who's a pedestrian or somebody who's on a bicycle. That person would also be entitled to collect under your PIP coverage. Another thing, when you see a doctor, it is very important that you see a doctor who knows something about auto accidents, because the doctor has to certify that you have an emergency medical condition in order for you to get the benefits of the full $10,000 in coverage. If you do not have an emergency medical condition, then PIP is limited to only $2,500. So it's important to see a doctor who knows what they're doing, who's dealt with auto accidents before, because they'll know the magic language to put in the report if you do have an emergency medical condition. By the way, an emergency medical condition is defined as an injury that puts your health in serious jeopardy or gives you a serious impairment of bodily functions or a serious dysfunction of any body, organ, or part. So if you see an experienced personal injury attorney like us here at Jeff Murphy Law, we can help get you to the right doctor who not only will be an excellent treater and take care of your injuries, but also somebody who's familiar in dealing with automobile accident claims. Thank you for listening today. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me.